Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're live today at Duncan, 500 Cool Springs Boulevard. Savannah Bananas in town. You got to come here. They have 15 pairs of tickets that they're giving away. You must be here, and they're randomly giving them away. And you can come and win to the sold-out show. We have a member of the Savannah Bananas with us. Now, Austin Krasminski. Did I get it right?
Krasminski.
Krasminski.
There you go.
Austin Krasminski is here with us, a member of the Savannah Bananas, and also just told us that he wanted to be a sports talk radio host. So there you go. You got your chance to do that.
I know. I'm living the dream right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. So how cool is it to go from city to city and do this and entertain these people? I mean, this is – I was telling him before you came on that this is like one of those things that – just kind of blew up in the last few years, and like I never expected anything like it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, traveling every single weekend to a different city, one, is absolutely incredible. And to see how many fans that we impact on a weekly basis is amazing. And really, sometimes it doesn't feel real.
Yeah,
you know, after
right.
a game, like, I'm like, did that really happen? I'll go back and watch games, and I'm like, I don't remember that, and I literally watched the entire game. It's so much stuff goes on in our games that you have to have so many people there to see something different every single time. And I have to watch back the games two or three times just to make sure I don't miss anything, even my own outings. But, no, this has grown so much in the last couple years.
Yeah.
And, you know, our goal is to reach 1 billion fans. And I think we will do that at some point.
Maybe today.
Maybe today. I mean, absolutely, yeah. But it's been great.
Are you, when you pulled up, I mean, you're like rock stars. Were you expecting this?
You know, sometimes you never know what you're going to get at Duncan. And today we were coming around the back, and I looked at my teammates and I said, I have a feeling it's going to be packed.
Right.
Just a weird feeling. And we hit that corner, and the line was ridiculous. But we love that. That means, you know, everyone wants to come see us, say hello. And, you know, take as many pictures and autographs as we can. So
what is your background? Obviously a ball player, but like what was kind of your career path and what you wanted to do? And then how did you get involved with the Bananas?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So my dream was to play Major League Baseball,
sure.
Just like every kid. I ended up going to Belmont University
in
2015, 2016 for my freshman year. I ended up leaving and going to a junior college, a place called Gulf Coast State in Panama City, Florida.
Yep.
Had a great time there as well. After that, I was blessed to sign a contract with the LA Angels. So I was there from 17 to 20. COVID happened. Unfortunately, it was let go. And then after that, I signed with the Cubs for 1 year. Just kind of dealt with a lot of injuries. But before I actually was with the Angels, I was actually with the Bananas when they were still a college summer team in the CPL. So had the most fun I ever had playing baseball for just a short period of time. So during, I think, last fall, I was having dinner with Connor Higgins, one of the guys on the Party Animals, and he said, hey, how healthy are you? I was like, I'm pretty healthy.
Right.
You know, I'm back in the swing of things. He goes, why don't you come try out for the Bananas? And I go, I'm not really sure if I want to go to that path yet. I want to continue, you know, my career. And he goes, just give it a shot. Just trust me. And I said, all right, I'll do it. And I went out there, and I had the most fun at a tryout that I ever had.
Yeah.
And my arm showed me that I could still play. I was throwing harder than I had in 3 years.
Wow.
And I said, let's just do it. They signed me. They offered me a contract, and I said, let's have the most fun ever. And every single guy I've talked to said, I've never had more fun playing baseball in my entire life. And it's really hard to say no when every single person says that.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I have no regrets. I'm having the greatest time of my life. I feel like I'm living the dream.
You are.
And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Tell me what, last week you guys sold out Fenway. How many nights?
So every big league park we go to, it is only one night.
One night, okay.
But every single game this year is completely sold out.
So you got, somebody was telling me they were in Boston last week and said they had never seen Fenway Park so electric. And I'm like, whatever, like, no. I've been there for World Series games, concerts. Can you feel that on the field?
Yes. It's so hard to, like, wrap your head around things. Just walking in the stadium itself, you're feeling the history. And then I did this in Houston. I did it again in Fenway right before game time. I go out in center field, and I do it just a full 360 of what we're witnessing. And the crowd went nuts.
Oh,
I mean, it was so awesome to see and to feel that and have my family there as well. It was absolutely electric.
All right, so I've never been to a Savannah Bananas game.
How about tonight?
If I can get tickets, yeah. I'll go for sure.
I know a guy,
right. If somebody's like me and they've never been, what would you tell them to expect? Or is it you just need to go and just kind of get that raw experience?
What I would say is you are going to see things happen on a baseball field that you've never seen before. There is stuff going on constantly. One, you're going to see great baseball. Two, you're going to see great entertainment. And you're going to see two teams that are going to fight to win. There is no script on who wins or who loses. Yeah. It is, we want to win every single game. Either the firefighters, the party animals, they want to win every single game. So there's a competitive edge, and we show it. Absolutely. And you're going to see some trick plays you've never seen before. And it's really cool to see how athletic some of these guys are.
But how do you do trick plays in baseball? I'm sorry, Chase.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do we do trick plays in baseball?
Yeah, I get the Harlem Globetrotters because mm-hmm. you could do the basketball spin.
Yeah.
It's hard to do baseball things like that.
You know, it is. And the best way I can describe it probably is, you know, the infielder's going through their legs or, you know, it's kind of like a basketball dribble around their back, bouncing it, catching it, throwing it.
Yeah.
We got guys in the outfield doing backflips and catching the ball midair as they're flipping. It's unbelievable. Guys are – ball's coming up, and they're just leaning forward, not looking, catching it behind their backs.
Yeah, right?
It's crazy. There's always something happening, and there's always, like, a new trick I always feel like I see, and it almost just feels like it shouldn't be happening. Like, you shouldn't be able to do that in a baseball game. I mean, DR, one game, threw his glove away and caught it barehanded midair as he's backflipping. It was absolutely incredible.
So what are practices like? And, like, you know, is a guy, like, when you're first joining the team, like, you're used to a traditional baseball practice, uh-huh. but you know, and you mentioned it's a game, but you add the entertainment aspect to it. So what is that like of learning some of these things?
Yeah, no, practice is kind of like every other practice. You know, pitchers are getting their work in, infielders are doing their ground balls, but they're also, you know, practicing those trick plays. The more we practice, the more, you know, those come second nature, and you're making those plays every single time in a game. Also learning new entertainment stuff, like some of the dances we do. It's kind of like the same thing as a regular practice, but we just add some more stuff to it. BP is the same and everything like that. So everyone's just getting reps and working on as many trick plays as possible, seeing what works, what doesn't work, and then trying stuff new so that we can incorporate that into the game.
There was one thing where, I don't know if you were pitching or not, but you guys did some sort of line dance, and then the pitcher just turns around and throws like a 98-mile heater down the middle. I mean, that you can't script that. I mean,
no.
That's just – that was amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's actually probably my favorite thing I've seen so far is I've seen a pitcher, Garrett DeClue, he does a backflip. DR did a backflip. So the pitcher and the hitter are doing a backflip and then throws the pitch and DR hit a triple. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, but yeah, we have some stuff where you'll dance and then go right into a pitch. And then, you know, sometimes a home run will happen. Sometimes a hit or strike. You just never know what's going to happen.
So there's still that, like, you know, you have the competitive edge of wanting to win the game mm-hmm. and wanting to do your job. But, like, with some of the trick plays, like, I'm sure that adds to it of, I want to nail this. I want this to be the best trick play that these people have ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even last night, firefighter center fielder, I got to remember everyone's names. But he's running full speed into the – like, I thought the ball was going to be gone. He's running full speed and just turns around and just throws his hand behind his back, doesn't even look, and catches it. I'm just like – you did not just do that. Like, the whole crowd went crazy. Like, everyone's hands are on top of their heads. Like, what did I just watch?
Right.
It was sick.
When do you find time to do the choreography? Because you guys are good. I'm telling you. I've seen the video. You guys are good. When do you find time to do all that?
You know what's crazy is most of the dances that you guys see, it happens like 4 hours before the game.
Oh,
we're learning that like 4 hours before the game, and we're like – constantly practicing in the locker room, the dugout, like, yo, we got to make sure we get this right. Sometimes we have some days in advance, but it's usually the same day we're learning stuff or the day before.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You went to Belmont.
I did.
What's Chan? Have you been back here a little bit?
Once, probably 4 years ago, but you're about to ask me what's changed?
Yeah.
How big the city has grown.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it. Nashville is one of my favorite cities. And some of the best food I've ever had in my life. So definitely going back to all my favorite spots. But, yeah, I love seeing the city grow. And I think It's definitely more people here than I've ever seen, too.
All right, somebody asked me this a while ago. All right, you guys are rock stars. I mean, I know you don't feel it, but you guys are rock stars. What's the policy about talking to fans? I mean, I know there's a lot of ladies think you guys are fantastic. Is there like, all right, autograph and walk away? I mean, how does this work? It's a question all the men want to know.
No, so actually, Jesse, our owner, he made it very clear, like, we are all about fans first. And he talked about his first game at Fenway, and a pitcher came up to him in the dugout and just sat with him for 20 minutes to talk to him, and that was his first fans' first moment. So during the games, if we're not doing anything, I'm out in the stands, and I'm just sitting down next to somebody. I'm just having a conversation.
That's great.
You know, we want to get to know every single fan that we can and make their day and get to know them and have them get to know us as well. You know, kind of always put them first because, you know, it's going to a big league game. Probably not going to talk to any of the players.
It's
tough. And, you know, as a kid, you always want to meet your favorite player. And I still haven't met my favorite player growing up. So, like.
Who's that?
Well, actually, you know, I take that back. I have met Chipper Jones. I met him at a Kroger once.
That's my guy.
So, yeah. It wasn't much. I said hello. I didn't want to bother him. But, like, to see him at a game would be really cool and get a picture with him and everything like that. So, but I did see one of my other favorites was Jeff Rancourt. He came out to Gwinnett and played for us. And probably one of my favorite things about that was I told him, I wore number 7 because of you, and I wore my pants up as a kid because of you.
That's great.
He goes, you know what? I wasn't going to wear my pants up, but I'm going to wear them today during the game. And I was like, "That you just made my whole year just doing that because that was so cool.
So you grew up a Braves fan?
I did, yeah.
Okay, me too.
Diehard Braves fan. Chipper Jones, Andrew Jones, all those guys. Yeah. So
those were we did an event about 10 years ago that was like a sports fest, and Chipper had just retired, and he was like the main guy that – they had gotten to do it. And so my boss at the time goes, hey, I need you to bring him in and bring him up to the stage. I'm like, I get to do what now? And
it's
so
great.
He was cool. You remember that, Joe.
He
was super cool. So
he was.
That's awesome.
Well, real quick, what's the Bible verse on your arm?
Isaiah 40:31. Those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Fantastic. Amen.
That. I love that. Amen to that. Austin, it's great to meet you.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this.
For sure.
We appreciate it.
I've been wanting to do this my entire life, by the way.
Anytime.
You did great. When your baseball career is done, give us a call.
I've got to do this. Yeah, this is my favorite thing in the world.
Good luck, because there are so many people here. You're about to be swarmed.
That is totally okay.
I mean, they're swarming our table. Like,
yeah, they really are.
I was like, there was a kid walking by, and I'm like, he's about to hit me with a baseball just to get to Austin.
Mick Jagger. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Austin Krasminski here with us, a member of the Savannah Bananas. Again, you got to come out to Duncan, 500 Cool Springs Boulevard. You can just randomly win tickets. That's what they're doing. They have 15 pairs they're randomly giving away. Come out, say hello, and meet these players, and then be able to go and check out the game. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.